Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June.
Whoa. Jess, we
it's
had a...
It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock. I started drinking at 4 p.m.
Oh, wow. Well, while you were, we've had some tech difficulties just getting on this podcast. And there was a stop start. While you were either moving locations, I know you're new in a new Airbnb, whatever's happening. I don't know if you're at the upstairs neighbor's flat right now. I don't know if you have a life with him.
I wish. I don't know where you are.
But while you were away trying to find a better spot, I was talking to Cody and Jordan, our amazing producer and engineer, and Jessica. Honestly, my heart's still racing. I was sitting here at the desk and I felt a presence and I turned. And Paul Scheer was standing at the door.
God damn it.
With a hockey mask on. Just
no,
staring
what?
At me. Look at your text. Why right would now, he? Because I sent it to the group text. Look at your text right now.
I can't. You made me turn off my airplane mode. Wait, I can't believe anything.
But I screamed.
I can't believe he did that. That's not right.
It's not. Oh, Jess, look. Cody's putting it up to the
God!
Camera. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. I am scared looking at it
on
someone else's phone.
Cody, do me a favor. Zoom in on the face.
What an asshole.
Zoom in on the face.
God, he's such
Jessica,
an asshole.
Jessica, look at the face. Look at
Why
the face.
Why is he such an asshole? I hate him so much.
I do, too. Thank you, Cody. I do, too.
I hate him. Why would
should.
He do that?
Because he's not, I live with a person who's not well. Okay. He's not, and I just,
not
I
fun.
I told Cody, first of all, I screamed so loudly. I saw out of the corner of my eye, Jordan, like push her chair back in a way I'd never seen her move.
Because it blew out her eardrums.
It blew out her eardrums. It blew out Cody's eardrums. I screamed. They must've thought I was being murdered. Now,
which it looked with to all intents and purposes, you were about to be by a man in a mask.
I was.
How dare
I'm
he?
So I,
he also
divers,
thought it was
I'm,
me, right? He thought
racing.
He was ruining Deep Dive. Didn't he think that he was ruining Deep Dive?
Yes. He assumed you were on because he saw me all set up.
That's what hurts the most. That's what
it was
hurts
for you.
The most.
I know.
Is that he wanted to take focus away from our podcast yet again.
I know. And it's so interesting. Like, he can't let us be.
Mm-mm.
He can't let us be. And he wants to sort of, like,
by the way,
bask in our light.
Nor can Dan.
Yeah.
He's the first download. I literally think he's waiting at midnight to download it just to hear what I've been up to.
Like,
okay,
let us be.
Nope. They just can't get enough. They can't get enough. No.
Yeah. So Deep Divers, I am a little frazzled after that event.
Yeah.
And it what's also concerning is, like, as Cody pointed out, I had already said, hey, everybody in my house is sick right now. Paul's sick. I'm sick. The kids are sick. It's horrible. And this has never happened to us before that we all have gone down as a team. And so after that event with the hockey mask, and I'll post it on my Insta, Deep Divers, so you can really
see what
we're talking
about. With a trigger warning.
Honestly, with a trigger warning.
For anybody who has, like, a Friday night, Friday the 13th, I don't even know what it is. Friday, I don't know. But what the movie is, Jason or... I don't know. Or the penny man or the penny whistle, or he always is trying.
He did this shit to me. Do you remember what he did to me? He and Hubel had me on to their stupid Twitch show. And yeah. they were like, we just have this like fun thing we're going to do. And they showed me every horror movie person and said, who's this? And I was screaming, please stop. This is a horrible thing what you're doing to me. And they just like loved it.
What is it to miss us? What is it to want to see us in fear? It's so sick. So sick. Well, I will post it. And as Cody said, you know, she's like, isn't he sick? And I'm like, yeah, Cody, he is. Yeah. He's not feeling well. And she was like, well, can't he rest? Why is he running around in a mask?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he's already recorded 16 shows while sick. He's like launched a couple businesses and then like, fuck that, you know?
And I'm so happy to be with you. It's okay. This is the first time Deep Divers we've recorded without seeing each other. So this is an interesting feeling.
It feels awful. I'm going to be honest. Like I already in my head was like, well, this will be an awful episode because I can't see you. But you know what? Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be free and easy. Maybe
I have so much to talk to you about.
Yeah. So just get into it. Let's get it. First of all, okay, we got to get out of the way our beautiful gift we received of pajamas and how I am now have my mind opened to the fact that pajamas can be a whole wardrobe item. It can be a section of your wardrobe that you can hang up and it can have a matching robe. You can match to your child if you want to. You can have dressy. You can have casual. You can have warm weather. You can have cool weather. I never knew this.
So, okay, first of all, Deep Divers, this is not an advertisement right now. It's going to sound a lot like one.
No.
But please, you will actually know when we are being paid to do something. I feel like we'll make that very clear. This is a sponsor for Deep Dive. But they did not ask us to do this, okay? But it has brought up something that's really important, which is what are you willing to spend on? How are you willing to feel when no one else can see you? Now, I had always thought of pajamas like, those are the clothes or t-shirts or whatever you put on when they're no longer fit. They're basically like two pieces of thread and they're no longer available for daytime wear. Experience, Jessica and I were both, I'm going to say it. I hate when people say gifted, but we were gifted.
But we were gifted.
We were gifted. You know, when you're gifted, you're gifted. And we were gifted.
And it was out of the blue. Out of the blue.
Didn't know it was coming. I actually, when I first saw it,
they got it to me in London.
That was shocking. And I was actually nervous about showing up today because I'm currently wearing the Lake pajamas. And I was like, Jessica didn't get them.
What if she didn't get it?
I assumed you got them all right. When I saw the box, my first thought was like, they didn't know they already sent these. Like someone's going to get in trouble.
That's right.
I received two boxes. Did you?
And they're the color of, the color of Tiffany blue. They're like a robin's egg blue box that comes wrapped in a gross green ribbon that ties.
Yes.
I'm going to say to everyone right now that if you have not yet gotten your Christmas gift for yourself, because I really do hope we are all gifting ourselves at least one self-care item. This should be it, a pair of Lake pajamas. If your best friend, you haven't gotten your best friend something, it's a pair of Lake pajamas. I got this white robe. Did you get the white robe that's got fleece on the inside or something?
I know my camera's off, but it's right here. I was in it.
And it matches. And the piping matches the pajamas. And every one of their robes has pockets?
I know.
This is fucking, and also like it belts you and makes a shape, like makes like a very like subtle but gorgeous silhouette. I'm just losing it over these pajamas.
Me too. And I'm
truly
gonna tell you something.
I never knew this.
I never knew either. And I'm going to tell you something. So here comes Paul. I don't know. But after you did what you did, I need you to find it. It's somewhere in this house.
I know what you did last summer. Get out.
Okay, he's got to go find my computer charger. I texted him, like, the least you can do is charge my computer so I don't get thrown off the Zoom.
Exactly.
So, Jessica, I want to tell you, as a mom who really, I'm going to be honest, I think one of the main reasons I decided to become a parent was for the snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. Yes.
It's just simply for the snuggles. I love to snuggle. I love physical touch.
It is.
I love little kids in pajamas. And when I tell you, I put these green ones on. I got the green ones on right now. Mm-hmm. And they are functioning in two different ways. First of all, where the button, I'm going to just turn my camera on for a second. So just take a look at this.
Okay, Gotta get eyes on it.
You see my necklaces right here? Okay.
Oh, that's hot.
You undo this button right here. Okay. No! He did it again!
My God.
Put this in! Put this computer cord in! He did it again! And he ran over with a different mascot.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Get back in here and put this computer cord at the...
What an asshole.
I hate him. Where are they coming from? Okay. So, Jessica, just know that.
Reset.
Okay, reset. So, this hits. Look at where that hits. Oh my God! You came in the other door.
God.
Okay, it's enough.
Sasufi. It's enough, man.
Jess, I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I think it's over. This is horrible.
Well, it's the rule of threes, so I don't know. Has it been three times?
It's been three.
Because you won't do it a fourth time. Okay, then he's gone.
Okay, so what
it's
I
like
was going to say...
If you say it three times, he's gone.
What I was going to say... I think that's when the Candyman comes out. But when what I was going to say is it's a little sexy when it's buttoned. It's buttoned in the right spot. But I put this on and the kids got wind of it. And they can't get their hands off me.
That's right.
They can't get their
Same
hands
thing
off
happened.
Me.
Yeah. It's like 8-year-old catnip.
Yes.
And you know they gave Bebe a matching one, right?
Of course. Gus and Sam were in their matching ones yesterday. We went to the doctor because
the striped ones?
Sick.
And the were
striped
they the striped ones?
Matching ones? What color did she get?
I'm sorry. They look like little striped green matching
ones.
And they
so
look
cute.
Like little Christmas elves.
Oh, God.
Okay,
them,
anyway,
to
we're going
to
post.
Tight-fitting pajamas. Oh, my God. It's too much
Stop
for me.
It. I love it. It's I love a tight-fitting
Now, okay, so
top
I believe...
Okay.
I believe that other set was meant for Paul. And now I will not be gifting him those red and white ones. Because I think it's a family set, Jessica.
No. Oh, that's adorable. Well, that's just absolutely adorable. The options are endless.
But are,
and,
you,
like,
giving
honestly,
Dan, are you giving is... Dan the red and white ones?
Do you know, I don't think we had red and white ones in on my box, which they probably knew Dan would never in the history of his life ever put on a matching pajama. Never.
Okay.
By the way, my nanny used to match all the time with my daughter. My 23-year-old nanny used to constantly be matching with her. And I have to tell you, I regret all of that time wasted that I could be matching her. It just seemed like a lot of effort, but it wasn't. They'd be in a little black tee and like overalls and they'd come to set. But anyway, it's a great, got to get them. Everyone's got to get them. They got to get them. And June, even though this isn't an ad, when people are going to get their cute pajamas, I want them to use the code Deep Dive for 10% off. Okay. Deep Dive. Got to have a code.
And you know, it's, yeah, it's just been interesting how the family has received these. And I can't, as you see, Paul keeps on wanting to get in here and do like very disgusting things to me. But and the kids just like want to snuggle me. And it's just really, and I'm also enjoying wearing them. So
well, it sets a tone. I think the pajama life is really, so now I was not allowed, we left our room at 8 a.m. when we got up, we got dressed. I had never been in my pajamas outside of my bedroom only on Christmas Day.
Okay, Jessica, you've talked about
there was no sleep out
your experience growing up, but that defines it for me. Like, that specific makes me understand everything. You got out of your bed and dressed.
You get up and you put on your clothes. You get dressed. That
oh, that's
start
so
your day.
Violent.
It is. And so BB has really brought the pajama life to my life. And she's in, but she gets home, she's in her pajamas. It's like, what? Those are her indoor clothes, or like a robe. She took over the lake robe as her own. I'm going to get her that robe in an extra small because she just wants it. She wants to be comfortable.
It would just be interesting to see what everyone's pajama game is, you know, because I do think
that's it. Because by the way, I didn't get the ones that were sent to you. I got a nightdress that was green and white striped. So they tailored it to our personalities.
Oh, interesting that you got a dress and I got like sort of the pantsuit version. I got like the smoking jacket. Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, come on. All right. Anyway,
it's truly now. Anyway, this is the last thing I'll say about pajamas is, you know, my mom was not always up on like buying us all the things we needed and, you know, a lot of like the admin. I think I've talked about this before. It was something I was always like concerned about as a child. Like, oh, we don't have it together. Yes. Like we're behind the eight ball as a group over here. And it was a big source of embarrassment and shame for me. And something that I am like still working through. But the one thing that she cared about was that we had pajamas.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, she loved her laying down time. Yes. She loved her holding time. So she put herself together, like, even though she was horizontal from, like, what, 6 p.m. on?
Well,
like,
no,
when
much
did she
earlier.
Lay
like,
down?
As soon as she came home, she was home by, like, 4:45 and on the couch, you know? Did I ever tell you I got into a fight with a girl at school because she made a comment about my mom saying she was always on the couch? And I might have like punched her or something.
Yeah. Good. I hope you did.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And my mom was always on the
couch.
Fuck that.
And
we would bring her
tea, about someone's
mom. You know, but like that's just what I remember being so, because I liked actually seeing my mom on the couch. It was like that was a homey feeling that like mom's on the couch with an Afghan and a cup of tea. And
oh, I love that.
Running this business of our family from there. Like that felt right. And then when this girl made a comment about my mom always being on the couch, I was so upset about it. That's one of the interesting things about childhood of like not you accept your circumstances and what's going on and without really questioning it because it is yours. It's your knowledge of the world. And the world is only as big as that family structure often. And so when someone came in and made that comment, I was like, I was so stunned, you know, that there was a judgment value on what was so normal to me.
Well, I remember my best friend, Brandy, her family brought the pots to the table because they're Slovakian and they are so practical. And the point was, why are we dirtying another serving bowl? And I remember my world being rocked by the fact there were pots on the table. I know. Well, I can't. I didn't put on pajamas after 8 a.m. So I'm certainly not bringing a pot to the table. But then I'm done doing like a million dishes.
Right. You're putting things in serving bowls and all that jazz. Well,
so many serving bowls.
It's so interesting. Like,
so
I remember going to a new friend's house for, you know, and spending dinner there. And it was a child, like seeing the sights and sounds and smells of new homes.
Yes.
It's just like kind of mind blowing. Like their home smells different. Everything's different. And her family was had sort of a sadness to them. A lot about my family that we didn't have together necessarily, but we didn't have that. You know, there was joy and laughter and storytelling at our dinner table. And for whatever reason, I don't know if I was picking up on the energy, but a giant wooden bowl of salad was passed my way. And I took the like wooden scooper to try to scoop some. And then I had what can only be described as a full body spasm holding this giant bowl. I poured it. I like flipped it all over myself. Just violent. Like, I don't know what was happening.
Oh, wow. In this sad family. This sad family must have been very shocking to them all.
Now,
That's really wild.
It was really a wild move. And I don't know if there was a part of me that was like sort of the Scorpio part of me that was like, let's see what happens here. You know,
yeah. like let's just like ruffle their feathers. Exactly. Like, what happens if I just throw salad everywhere?
Exactly. Like, there was that mischief maker in me. And so I poured it all over myself. But it also was like, it was a physical reaction. And I thought, well, that is what's happened here is insane. Like, the only natural response is we must laugh, you know. So,
of course,
I start laughing and my friend like kind of starts laughing, too. And I look up and the parents and the brother are just staring at us. And then I start to get the hint real quick, like, this is not appropriate to laugh right now. And I frantically try to put all of like the cucumbers and carrot shavings and all sorts of things that are on me and like the banquet.
You can't get those shavings.
You can't.
Together.
And I will never forget the banquet was like beautifully covered in, you know, it was cloth. It was like a fabric, you know, with Italian.
That's those oil stains aren't coming out. They ain't coming out. With good seasoned salad dressing ain't coming out.
So I'm trying to get everything back in the bowl but I can't stop laughing. And then I finally like excused myself and ran into the bathroom and like shoved my face into the hand towels and just laughed by myself. Like,
oh my God.
For a while. You know, oh God, Jess. I don't know where.
And then did you have to sleep over there?
That wasn't just
thank God. You know, it's. Oh, thank God. Because here's the thing. Something that COVID has really delayed for our kids is the sleepover life. And I'm really excited. Bibi and Lennon's daughter, who were born 5 months apart, and they're having their first ever sleepover. I'm just so excited to start that tradition because I think it's really important that you have another family and home that you are equally comfortable in.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. Like, you're going to have your wooden salad bowl people that it's just never going to work. But I want you to have a home where it's like you could mistakenly call that mother mom.
Oh, God. I used to do that all the time to my teachers. Yeah. It's.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know.
But I want that. I want that for Bibi. Because I think that's a safe safari into another house. Yes. You know, that's like, oh, they do it this way, but and this way is equally good and fun and loving as my house.
And it's also practicing like separation.
Really think that's important.
Yeah.
Yes, which God knows we ain't been practicing that. Everyone's been sleeping on everybody. Everybody's in everybody's beds.
We've had a number of sleepovers, but the problem is, you know, and obviously my sister and my brother-in-law live in LA. So the kids sleep over there and at my mother-in-law's all the time. And love it. And that I feel great about. They've had so much fun at sleeping over other friends' houses. We have two families we're really close to, and they've slept over their homes before. The problem is they just don't sleep. So the day after the sleepover is just very hard.
It's tough,
you know? And it's always like, it sort of reminds me of like when I did ecstasy in my 20s. Like, it's the best. I loved it too much. You know, I loved doing ecstasy. And then
loved it. And then the next day, serotonin.
The next day was so dark that it's you know.
It's worth it. I think it's worth it at the end of the day. I'm excited for that new. I have packed my schedule. When I get home, I am hitting the ground running. And in fact, there's a gathering that we're going to do for Danielle's birthday at my home. I will be making you guys drive to my home. I haven't picked the day yet. I haven't sent out the text, but it's happening. I'm going to be hosting a luncheon, a late afternoon luncheon in honor of Danielle. There's going to be cookie parties. There's going to be, I might have my olden days Christmas party. Like, I am going to have so many parties in my house. It's going to be exhausting.
This is thrilling. That's what I am looking forward to. And I would love to actually host a little get together for you when you're back home.
Thank you. I was going to invite people to your home. So
yeah, no, I was actually going to ask you, has it already been scheduled? And what should I arrive at?
Well, I was going to say who wants to host. I was going to say who wants to host. But I would love to come to your house because of what you've told me your tree looks like. And I really want to get hands on everybody's holiday decor.
Absolutely.
I want to go bananas.
Absolutely.
Bebe is having a tree. Oh my God. Bebe heard that Kulop has a tree in her bedroom. And so she's decided she will also have a tree in her bedroom.
So it's
she's
so
putting up a Christmas tree in her bedroom.
I think I'm going to try to put a tree. You know, Casey does the same. So
I didn't know
bedrooms.
This.
Yeah. It's
what?
Really shocking. And, you know, the two of them, Casey and Kulop together. It's so, their Christmas.
They're so extra.
They're so extra. Both of them. Both of them. And when they're together and they've been Christmas shopping together, like, forget about it. Forget about it. Because they are just, they're both out of their minds. So Casey and Kulop had fully done both of their homes before Thanksgiving. Like, please know that.
Please know that I support that 100%, and I've been trapped here with no ability, but I've still been buying ornaments that will shatter on the way home, I'm sure. But yes, okay, good. Good. So they got the tree up. Is it a real tree?
I believe it was the first, I don't know, but I believe Kulop was, of course, you know, she's an early adopter for everything, but she had her bedroom tree up. And, you know, I really struggled with it because I was like, oh, what do you mean another tree? And, you know, they call the tree in the living room
that's
the hero
crazy.
Tree. They call the one in the living room the hero.
What?
Yes, that's the hero tree. Okay. It's so insane. And then there are others. Like,
yes!
There are multiple trees.
There's going to be three trees
in bedroom,
my house.
Okay, so here's the interesting thing about the one in the bedroom. Now, we have a big plant in our bedroom, so I genuinely don't know. Like, Paul's very open to it, but I'm like, I don't know where it would go. We don't really quite have the space for it. But what I like about
you're gonna
it
have to swap
is,
things
like,
out.
If I'm being honest with myself, like, I'm doing a lot of time, especially in these new pajamas, like, I'm doing a lot of business from that bedroom. You know?
I want
to be there. You know? And so Do understand, like, how nice would it be to fall asleep to a tree?
Let me just ask one question, though, about the trees. Do you do, like, a different theme in the bedroom, like, in terms of the ornaments? Like, I'm assuming, like, the hero tree, of course, is all the family ornaments, which family ornaments are my favorite thing in life.
Me too.
I fucking love unwrapping those family ornaments. But upstairs, do you do like this tree is all, you know, beach themed, or this tree
is
Scandinavian.
Everybody's going to this opinion. And I try to really expand my
this
mind.
This is the most shallow deep dive we've ever done. Yes.
I try to expand my mind in many different areas and unlearn a lot of history, a lot of experiences of myself, and really, you know, free my mind from a lot of dangerous ideas that I've both internalized and, you know, I'm a part of many, many oppressive systems. Okay. And I know that.
Sure. Okay.
So, but the one area.
How is this tying
just
back?
Get ready. The one area that I'm not willing to look at, that I'm not willing to budge on, is I am a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas. I do not care for.
Meaning.
I do not.
A themed tree.
I do not care for a themed tree. I do not care for an aesthetic Christmas. I do not care for white lights on a Christmas tree.
You go old school. You go like 8-bit Christmas. You're correct. Like colored lights.
Or give me colored lights. Colored or give me lights. Death. And big ones.
Give me death. And you get a lot of handmade, and you don't want a bought ornament. Like, I mean, if it's bought, it has to be on vacation. And this is the three. And then there's a lot of homemade ones. And there's ones that you made when you were mix. Four. That kind
there's
of thing.
There's a real mix.
There's a history.
Yeah. And there's also, you know, Paul buys a lot of ornaments along the way. Listen, if you look at my tree right now, there's a lot of like R2-D2s speaking and a lot of fucking nerdy shit on there. But but where I come from is the more ornaments, the better. More is more.
Yes.
And
more is more is more.
More is more is more.
There should be no branch left
untouched.
Behind. No branch left
And I'm
behind.
Not looking to pull it back. I'm not looking to editorialize. I'm not looking for like an understated Christmas experience. And I don't want a blinking light.
No.
You know, don't show me one.
No, God, no. What do you want to give yourself a stroke? No, so, all the HSPs out there, we need to do away with any blinking lights.
I do colored lights on the inside, and those are going to be the big ones on the Christmas tree. And then I do white lights on the outside. And that is how I believe Christmas should be done.
It's interesting, June, because I've always been a white light gal. That's how we grew up, with a white light.
White lights on the inside, on the hero tree?
My mother very much believes on the hero tree. White lights, always white lights. And we are very purist about no ornament goes on that doesn't have a story attached to it. Okay.
I love that.
We never bought like those balls. We never bought the balls. They didn't exist. They're all like, you know, of course my mother made, like when they didn't have any money, like made felt ornaments when she was first married. I mean, you know, she's amazing. And we still have those. But I think I'm going to make this pronouncement. Okay. I'm going to try colored lights. I'm going to try colored lights this year. Okay. Why not?
I'm really excited about this. But will you do the big bulbs and not the little ones?
What is that? What I should
do? I'm going to send you a link. Here's the only thing I'll say about
that's very Long Island. That's very Long Island, and I'm going to have to push myself. Okay,
yeah. Cody says I love a big bulb colored lights. Classic. You don't want the small one.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay. Right. Oh, God. Okay.
I'm going to say a few other things. We do have a layer of standard bulbs. So we have green, gold, and red bulbs in all different shapes and sizes. The reason why I believe those are important as a foundational layer is because they are going to reflect the light from the colored bulb, big bulb lights. So
this is a whole different frontier.
Okay, so when you look at a tree, this is important stuff, you guys. I know it sounds like we're talking rhymes and riddles and rah, 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 but like open your ears, because when you get those a layer of bulbs on, they're going to make that tree sparkle. Because it's the reflection of the light.
I gotta have to see visuals.
And those bulbs, I will also post a picture of my Christmas tree, but those bulbs have to have a shine to them. You cannot put a matte bulb up there. You cannot.
Oh, God. I don't know what you're talking. You need to, here's what I'm going to require. Because I did my first ever Instagram story, but I haven't figured out how to post it. I took some videos for it. I went to
TK Maxx. Well, you repost a lot of Instagram stories.
TK Maxx.
Wait, what?
No, I know, but I never made one. I've never made one. This was a story. I went to TK Maxx.
What are you saying, TK Maxx? What are you saying?
In London, it's called TK Maxx. And I was driving home and I said to the driver, pull over. I saw it and I said, I got to go in here. And he said, I'm going on holiday. I'm going to see if they have some nice floral shirts. I said, good. I'll meet you back in 15 minutes. And I took some videos of myself inside of it. But
what does the K stand for and what does the J stand for?
Okay, well, Carl Hornbauer thought that it meant, he goes, you know why I think it's TK? Because I think TJ means tug job. And that's why they couldn't call it that.
Carl.
So then I asked a PA if that was true. And he was like, no, that's not true at all. And also, like, I could definitely sue you, but I wouldn't because it's England. But no, that's not why. We don't know why. I don't have the time to Google that or find out. The point is, okay. I want you to do an Instagram story. I want you to do an Instagram story of your tree and the lights.
Okay.
Okay. And what goes into it. Okay. Because this is not something that we can get verbally. This isn't an oral tradition passed down. I need to see product. I need to see what you're talking about because right now I can't picture any of it.
Wow. Okay. No problem. Now, I will tell you one thing I started doing, and I started it a few years back, was I started a layer of, so we're talking about several different layers. So there's the lights that obviously goes down first, Then there's the layer of shiny bulbs, okay? And then there's the ornament layer, and that takes a lot of time. That's really fun. Then there's the bows. So about
bows. What?
About
what are you talking about?
About 3 years ago, I started doing bows, and I never looked back. Oh, so now I do a layer. I don't do tinsel. I did grow
don't
up with
ever
tinsel.
Do tinsel.
I did grow up with it, and dolphins, I loved
I'm sure.
it. I'm sure, but I don't do it anymore. I do a layer of bows, gold and red bulbs, bows, and then I had a series last year. We did these big red bows on the outside, next to the sort of framing the white lights on the bushes, but. I couldn't initially find the smaller bows. And I said, Paul, I'm going to just see what these big bows look like on our Christmas tree. We put them on and it changed the game.
I can't. Wow. I got to see. Okay.
After the bows, then there's the layer of ribbons.
Ribbons? Wait, what?
So after
what are you talking about?
After the bows, every Christmas, and I was actually looking at the lake box that we got and looking at that white ribbon to see if I couldn't fashion it.
It was beautiful.
One of the things I like to do is save around Christmas time some lovely ribbons that I find along the way.
What?
So I do then, I drape.
Like a little magpie.
Yeah.
Like a magpie, just picking up little bits of shiny things.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You're draping them on the,
I drape them on the tree.
This is crazy.
Okay. Then both a star goes on and a giant gold lit up bow just under the star.
What? Now, does your star light up?
No, it's shiny, but it doesn't light up.
I don't
And obviously,
a good
anything
star.
That lights up cannot flash. People,
of course, of course. If anybody has a deep divers, some good stars, like some links to some good stars, I do not have a good star. I never have. And it's time to invest in a nice star. Can I just ask one more question? Is it a real tree or
a fake tree? It's a real tree. Now, okay, I am going to look into a fake,
fake
tree.
Life.
You lived
for
the
upstairs
fake life?
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I've been dead inside for the last three Christmases because of it. I don't know why I thought it was a good idea. It was a terrible idea. And again, it was Bibi. She was like, are we not living if we don't get a good tree, a real tree? So we're going to do that. She wants a real tree in her room. I hope that's not a fire hazard. And then maybe I'll
make
put
sure
the
it's
fake
watered,
tree in my room.
You got to make sure those lights are off at night. It is a fire hazard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it sounds kind of dangerous. Maybe I'll put a fake tree in her room.
Yeah,
maybe
I think I'm going to put a fake tree in our bedroom. Yeah.
That's a good idea. But the hero tree has to be real. And so what was I thinking? No, I mean, listen, we make mistakes. At least she wasn't really old enough for it to impact her.
Yeah, we live and we learn.
God, I'm so excited for Christmas. I'm so excited. excited for Christmas.
Me too.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to get out of this country and go have Christmas.
Now, have you been
I'm
saying...
I'm going to be like fucking okay, Scrooge on Christmas Day.
Jess, have you been saying...
throwing gold coins at people.
Have you been saying Happy Christmas in London?
No, fuck that. And BB's like, they keep calling it Father Christmas. I can't do this anymore. Now, I will tell you, they do a Christmas show every school. Dan says there's no separation in church and state. They have no problem with a Christmas concert. There is no
Are we singing dreidel, 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 or no?
We're doing some dreidel activities, but when it comes to the show,
they're not singing
it. Is about
it.
Santa's sleigh. No, we are about Santa's sleigh, and we are, you know, coming, we're landing that sleigh. So that's very, you know, and honestly, like the whole country, obviously not everybody is celebrating Christmas. It's all about Christmas. They're like the Christmas holiday. Everybody loves Christmas. So anyway, that's what's happening here. There's going to be a big Christmas show. BB, of course, has a solo. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal.
Listen, she put herself out there for it. That's the other thing.
So
you have to
proud.
Raise your hand. Just like when Gus voted for himself, she didn't tell me because she has told me that she would rather do anything other than be a comedian. She said she will search the earth for another profession.
Very smart,
so she
by
doesn't
the way.
Have to do that.
Great,
you've raised her right. Yes, but she had to raise her hand and say she wanted to be considered for the solo. And then she had to show that she was committed to it by really focusing. And when I tell you, they rehearse hours a day, every day for a month for this Christmas show. So this thing is going to really turn it out. She said, are you proud of me that I got it? And I said, Phoebe, God. I am proud. I am proud that you tried. I am as proud that you tried as if you got it. And I saw her really sink in with her. And I meant that. I'm just
absolutely
so proud of her.
That's amazing, Jess. That's amazing. I'm so proud
been
of
a
her
tough,
too.
You know, tough couple of months. Tough couple months.
Yep. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, and of course I'm forcing the school to have all the windows open and everybody to be tested before the thing.
Well, I'm sorry, yes. That's right.
That's right. I was like, I need to see proof. I need to see it emailed to the school office.
I mean, listen,
you know,
you and I are both functioning as like COVID compliance officers in our own lives and with everyone 100%. We meet. And it's like nobody loves it, but it is what it is. I'm sorry. I am a COVID compliance officer. And that's just...
I am. Like, I...
It just
is. What was funny is I had sent this very long email, and her school is so lovely and so responsive. But honestly, I'm bringing American ideals to them. You know, these are things that they haven't really thought about. And so I had sent a whole list of my demands, and then they had said casually, "We're working on it." And then I was like, "Oh my God, I need to see proof." And then they were like, "But one of the parents are like, no, they're already doing that. They already put in all of your requirements into place." So I'm very excited.
Well,
about
that's
that. Great. We're all going to be freezing to death in this concert. But
worth
that's
it.
Fine. I said dress appropriately.
We understand.
To the parents that they dress.
Yes, wear a number of layers. The end. The end. Exactly. I'm so sorry. Sorry, folks. Well, speaking of Jess, so we have, God, I feel like we bring up so many things that we never follow up on. And
yeah.
You know, it's so hard to keep it all organized. But I did want to let our deep divers know I did an Instagram giveaway and for the 50 shot blockers that I ordered by accident, of course, meant to order one, case of 50.
Right.
And I am just so excited because we have notified all of our winners. The shot blockers are in the mail. And I'm just going to read you some of these. People were so stunned on my Instagram to get a message saying that they had won a shot blocker. You would honestly think that I was giving away like Amex cards for $1,000. I swear to you,
oh
it
my
was
God.
The responses
that is
have
the cutest
been,
thing I've ever
oh
seen in my life.
Oh my God,
that's
thank
so
you so much.
Okay.
Because Anna Cecilia wrote and said, congrats, you won a shop blocker from the Deep Dive Shop Blocker Sweepstakes. Send us your name and email and mailing address. We'll mail it to you ASAP. Yay! I can't believe this. What an honor, people wrote. Wow. I never win anything. Okay. This is so awesome.
Oh, that's
Thank you.
So,
it was so, I'm just obsessed with all you deep divers. I'm just obsessed with you.
Oh, me too.
But I'm
obsessed with them.
Obsessed. They are so hilarious and so kind and sweet. But anyway, I did save, let's see how many I have here, because I promised a couple of our friends that I would give these to them. So I think I gave out in total
some.
45.
Yeah, I do need one.
I got Amy's one for you right here, sweetie.
Okay, but, great.
So I just have to tell you, it was a completely different experience using the shop blocker.
Really? So what happened? It distracts them? I still don't understand how it works, but so, I'm on board for it.
I'm showing you this as though you can see me. There are these little pointy things on the back, and you press the whole thing down right before they're getting the shot, and then they get the shot. And so it sort of spreads. I'm saying this like I have any idea, but I think it spreads the sensory experience out over a larger surface area. Because if you think about it, getting a needle in just one spot is like you can't help but to really focus on that pain.
Feel that.
Yeah, but the shop blocker, I think, kind of just confuses the sensory experience, so it dulls the actual shot. It was 1,000 times better. Sam did not cry, did not freak out. It was like it was kind of unbelievable given what we went through the previous time.
This is such a life hack. This is what I'm talking though about the deep divers. Now, of course, that was Dr. Kate
who was sharing that,
but it's like we're all sharing these little tidbits with each other, and it's making all of our lives better. And that is what I fucking love about the deep divers. We're doing exactly what we said we would do in our intro, which we recorded, 1 million years ago. But it's like we are gathering around that communal fire and saying, this thing worked for me. Check this out. Did you know? Oh, I had an update, which is somebody in an office was having a war with another pod of overhead lights. So her pod of desks hated overhead lights. They were all HSPs. And then this other pod loved overhead lights. And so they would shut the overhead light off and put on lamps, and then they would turn it on. Anyway, it got so aggressive. She said after our podcast about overhead lights and our hatred of them, she decided to look for another job. Got another job. She got her dream job.
Honestly, I understand it, and I get it. I don't think, I really maintain I would have done a lot better in school if I didn't exist under those fluorescent lights all day. I think it was damaging my brain.
And there are deep divers who are public school teachers who have been sending me, in fact, if I get my act together, I'll post it on Pinterest, but they buy their own filters. Colored filters for the fluorescent lights.
I get it. How else?
Isn't it the greatest? Yeah, for their kids.
Yes, it's too much. It hurts. It hurts your eyes. It hurts your temples. It puts this weight on your brain.
One deep diver teacher brought in like 40 lamps. And that was her classroom, was just had 40 lamps.
You know, it's so funny, deep divers, because Jess and I, this week, it feels like 5 million fucking years ago, we released an episode. Yeah. The Susie episode, which was so incredible, this Tuesday, and Jess and I recorded our intro, I think, on Monday. And we were about to release it, and I called Jess. Well, I texted her in the morning, and I said, I can't release this. I have to completely cut out all of the stuff I said about my childhood home. And we had a really interesting conversation, and Jess, made me see something that here's what I feel. I love sharing, and I always feel more. I always feel better when I do. And I also think that it's very fair to be private about certain things as well. And also
totally
know that we are first and foremost, we belong to ourselves. And you know, we must at the end of the day only share what we want to. And there are things that I don't want to share, and that's okay. And Jess was in complete mm-hmm. support of me, you know, cutting that whole section out. And then, but she also, you know, you also just kind of asked me about why and all of that stuff. And I, the overwhelming feeling I had was embarrassment. Mm. And I was thinking about it all week about how, you know, what that feeling is and how actually often mm-hmm. it comes up for me, which is like mm-hmm. feeling embarrassed of either having too much or having too little. Of like yeah. feeling like I'm constantly in a state of deprivation, or that I have mm-hmm. too many blessings and too mm-hmm. much good, and that I'm too much mm-hmm. And that I do too much, and that, you know, everything I've accomplished actually embarrasses me. And mm. you know what I mean? And so it really mm-hmm. was a fascinating conversation and was revelatory for me, because one of the things I really want to work on going into 2022 is letting go fully. I think I've done a lot of work on it, but really fully letting go of, and also minding my own sense of what just belongs to me and honoring that, but also letting yep. go of feeling embarrassed in the world.
I love that. And what and why do we feel shame about something like grief, sharing grief, or being too sad, or, you know, too much ourselves? It's like, if you don't like it, be on your way. And just like you said to me, and I got to tell you, Bibi actually mimicked this back to me. I couldn't believe it. She'd been listening. Someone had hurt her feelings at school about something, and she said, I thought to myself what Aunt June said, this is an opportunity to love my that part of myself more. And I was like, oh God, I'm done.
I just
couldn't believe she remembered that. Yeah. And I think if we could learn it earlier, right, mm-hmm. that's better. But here we are in our 40s and we're learning it now, that like, we're not too much. We're just enough. And every time we share something we're nervous about, it connects to people and they write to say, thank you. Now I feel less alone. And isn't that what we're here for? To make each other feel like, hey, I'm with you in this. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, I don't, you know, we've shared a little bit about this before, Deep Divers, but it's so interesting to get all your responses and then to feel like the amount of response of people saying like, thank you so much for sharing this about yourself. I struggle with this too, or it's really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's really so beautiful that I'm so proud of yeah. it, you know, but it's also a journey. It's like a fucking journey because, you know, it's because it's so crazy. Weird. It's very strange, but I also feel, as we've said from the beginning, I'm going to make a statement. I do feel like the show is divinely guided. And I don't know if that's a t-shirt that just says divinely guided, but I feel the same thing.
And no, I feel it too. I mean, listen, I do feel like every time we reveal another layer of what we feel ashamed or embarrassed about or we're yeah. struggling with, it just seems like more and more people come
That's
forward
right.
and say, thank you for not making me feel less alone.
It's like so behind the layer, because behind the layer of ribbons, behind the layer of bows, behind the layer of ornaments,
what's behind the layer? I don't know how long bulbs, it's going to take you to take that tree lights. Apart.
Like there's a tree. There's a real tree.
There is a real tree. There's a real tree that deserves to be seen for a second and then cover it back up.
I just want to say that I am really glad that I shared it, and it was really helpful to talk to you about it. And I knew if I said to you, hey, I want to cut it out, that you would have been a total support. And I know, you know, I would be the same. But I knew that. But I also needed to like run it by you. And I think ultimately what it, something that's true about being an adult woman is that there's a certain amount, especially in our industry, there's a certain amount of armor that is needed, you know, and talk about what's happening in, in our, like it, with reproductive justice and what's going on in the Supreme Court. Like we need to be ready to fight and we need to stay ready. And there's such in the professional world and the field we're in the focus on our bodies. And it, there's such a layer of armor that is necessary to get through it all in the world and how we have to calibrate in different spaces that I think what happened for me when I shared that is I felt that scary feeling of like, ugh, you little girl, you're talking about missing your parents again. Grow up. Grow up.
I know. But I do the same thing. And it's like, but no, that's what makes you the most beautiful. You know, the thing we're most ashamed of is what makes us the most beautiful to people. I truly believe that. And that, and like, we are so much stronger as women, I do believe, when we drop the armor and say, like, this is what I really care about. This is who I really am. This is what hurt me. This is what lights me up. You know, this is what I'm struggling with. That makes us like unstoppable, right? Beyonce, what is Beyonce's best fucking album?
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Right? Yep.
What, she wrote about it all.
Real shit. Come on. You know, I was in that audience. God damn it. That was a religious experience. Truly, truly religious experience.
I felt that way about Adele's new album, too. You know, I listened to it.
It's a
lot.
I got to get into it. I haven't even listened at all.
It's a lot. So and like, I was getting ready for the premiere of 8-Bit Christmas. And I was like, this feels like the right time. And I just heard like the first two lines of Easy on Me and I just started weeping. I was like, no, I can't do this during hair and makeup. It's really beautiful.
No.
And you're right. The artists who I admire, whose work I want to, you know, emulate and I want to work in that space is like, yeah, that's especially why I'm like, I love female artists and women who are creative, because it does take another level of courage to share and to bear when you are a woman.
Yep. Yep.
It does.
Well, and I think
these women do it. Wondering, it's just like, wow.
It's wondering. I wonder too. See, I got to stop drinking wine at 4 p.m. I'm ready for bed and haven't even eaten dinner. No, but I'm wondering too, like, I've been trying to counsel. I try not to give BB advice about anything because I don't think that's right. Our adult life, you know, doesn't really make sense to them. And we've been in therapy for 700 years. But I do wonder what it would be like if kids were taught that it's okay to say things like, wow, that hurt me. Mm-hmm. What you said just really hurt me. Because I feel like, I don't know, we're sort of taught like you got to just like get through it and save your tears till you get home. But like, what would it be like if you were able to just say to that person, wow, that hurt me? Because then that person who hurt you has an opportunity to hear that their words are affecting you. You know, it's like, but I don't know. There's something we do where we say you got to keep that to yourself, you know. Focus on the positive, just, you know, find someone else to play with. And it's like, wait, but why did it take me to my 40s to be able to say, ouch, like that hurt, you know?
I know.
Is that the next?
I know.
Evolution?
I have like such a huge amount of faith and hope in the next generation and also in our own ability to, you know, heal both our own wounds, our ancestors' wounds, and also, you know, make space for generations that come after us. All the women who will come after us. I really do. Maybe that's what this podcast is about. Again, anyone's guess is fine with me. Today it was about, Christmas.
Pajamas.
Christmas. And here's the thing. I am not surprised that this is where we went today in terms of like pajama identities and Christmas identities. You know, what kind of Christmas are you? What kind of pajama are you? Because I am feeling, and you're probably not in this space because you're not here, but it's only, I think, December 3rd. And I'm done for the month. Like, I've already started. Now, deep divers, too. You have to understand our industry shuts down in December. It's like, you can't get a call from an agent. You can't, like, nothing's gone.
They just leave.
It's crazy.
I would still be working if I could. It's not that I don't want to make some money, but it's just not possible. There's nothing going.
And I have just really been like, I'm starting my hibernation. Now, of course, I'm sick. The whole family's sick. But I really do feel like I'm going inward. And it feels good.
I love that. I love it. And I love after all of the kind of COVID Christmases where we've had to like hunker down and do without. And listen, I just think there are safe ways that we can get together and make merry. I want to make merry. Okay.
Yes.
That's what I want.
And we will make merry. And I'll just end on this one quick fact, Jess. So Jordan has put in the group chat, in 1976, TJ Maxx was founded in Framingham, Massachusetts, United States, by Bernard Camerota. The first international store opened in Bristol in 1994. Oh. The company modified the name to TK Maxx to avoid confusion with the established British retailer TJ Hughes.
I see. Okay. So it had nothing to do with hand jobs.
I think, I don't know why it was initially called TJ Maxx, though. That still seems to
no
be...
one knows. Why? What's that? What's the history of that? By the way, I was the Marshall spokesperson. I could have gotten to that. And I know here, for our Massachusetts deep divers, Framingham is the headquarters of Marshall's / TJ Maxx / Home Goods. And they're all under one company. Yes, my friend.
Of course.
Yes.
I can't believe I just asked that question like a fucking idiot.
Yes, my friend. But listen, and by the way, have they ever said they want to come and advertise on the deep dive? No. I reached out personally? Sure. But if you are anywhere near Framingham, apparently the TJ Maxx and Marshall's in Framingham, they make the best because the CEO will sometimes stop into the store to see what's what on their way home.
Bernard?
And so they make... I don't know if Bernard is still with us. I don't know. But whoever is in the executive world, they want to see how are the displays.
I love that.
So if you can, my mother has made a pilgrimage to Framingham from New Hampshire. No joke. To visit this flagship store.
Wow. And does he or she make themselves known? Or is it just like you don't even know who you're shopping next to?
No, you don't know who you're shopping into. They just want to drop in.
I love that.
Because as we know, not every store is created equal, okay? And I learned that here in the UK.
Careful, Jess. We're still looking for a sponsorship.
No, okay. We're cutting all that out. But anyway, if you ever find yourself near Framingham, please stop in and get your eyes on it. My mother said it's worth it.
Deep divers, we love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free 1-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE.
And remember, the best way to support the show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.